Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your hosts Clara Jackson and Laura Yamin will share their favorite book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for the next one, then join us. Welcome to the show, guys. We're happy to have you back. Now let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I am excited to be a part of this podcast. I love reading and writing, and it is a fantastic break from my day-to-day life.
And I'm Laura. I love reading too. I read a lot of books, I read about a book a day, although I'm looking to decrease that amount this year. And I love talking about books and blogging about it and taking pictures about books. So,
well, do you want to dive into this month's theme?
Yep. This month's theme is transformation. So we're going to talk about books that inspire to transform us or change in some shape or form. We have a mix of nonfiction and fiction books, so to share. So, Cara, do you want to dive into your book picks for the month?
Sure. So I love this topic. And of course, in January, everyone is always thinking about their New Year's resolutions and what they want to change. So I like the idea of transformation versus resolution. Just taking little steps to being different. So I have a few books to recommend to read. A couple I'll go through quickly. The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. He's the person who got the Chicken Soup for the Soul books going. But the Success Principles are really easy to read. They're short chapters. It's a huge book, but they're really some great ideas just to get your imagination going, to help you inhabit little habits for success every day. And so I love that book. I love just flipping through and looking at a principle and trying to apply it. And the other book that I'll speak quickly about is The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. And it is, I think a lot of people have already heard about this book, but it's a book where she decided to spend a year saying yes to things because she realized that she said no to a lot of things. And so it resulted in a lot of amazing breakthroughs for her in her life. And so I just found the book inspiring. And I think the key thing about it is what resonated for me was that I find that I do say no quite a bit. So the idea of just taking a minute and saying yes to things that make me excited and instead of saying no, I just love the premise and the idea of that. And then I will also add that if you like Shonda's TV shows, the way she writes is just the same as how her characters talk on her TV shows. So I thought that was kind of cool too. But the books that I'll talk a little bit more in depth about that I really enjoyed in terms of the way I think about transformation, the first one is called A Year by the Sea. It's a nonfiction book by a woman named Joan Anderson. And I actually just found out that they made it into a movie. I think it might have gone straight to on demand, but I'm actually going to watch it this weekend. But I read this book when I was in my mid-20s, right before I went to New York. And it's all about this woman. She was a wife, and her children had gone off, left the home. And she took a sabbatical from her marriage, which, not to date myself, but back when she made this decision to do that, and then when she published this book, just separating in your marriage and living alone for a year was unheard of. It just seemed very odd. And she was on Oprah. She got a lot of flack about it. But the book, I remember, it was like a seed that got planted in my head. She went to live by herself in a little home by the sea. Of course, she had the means to do that. But, you know, the whole book is about her year of discovery on her own terms, living just for herself and not living to be a wife and a mother, but living to be Joan Anderson. And she actually does retreats every year that have this theme. And she's got a number of books that kind of came after A Year by the Sea, but the first one just really planted a seed for me to be independent and to think about what I really want for my life. And I feel like it was transforming in the moment back then, but it's just continued to bloom and bloom and bloom in different ways in my life to just, and I'm sure that people, younger people today conceive of themselves as being single and living life on their own terms a lot more than I did when I was growing up. I saw myself coupled and being a wife and being a mother, and I'm not those things, and I'm really good with that. So I think that this book was, you know, a seed that helped me to see that that path could be exciting and interesting as well. And then the last book I'll talk about is a fiction book, actually, and it's Sula by Toni Morrison. And the reason I chose this book, I was thinking about the books that have meant the most to me, that have impacted me the most and transformed me. And Sula, by far, came in as the number one choice. That book, I had read it a few times in college, but then I had a class with Dr. Natalie King Pedroso, and you know, we read that book and we discussed it in class, and the way that we discussed it, I read that book in a different way. And it was like, I describe it as like getting glasses when you've had bad vision your whole life. Because suddenly I understood how to read a book, if that makes sense. Like, I understood that every word had complex meaning, and every name of a place and a person and every color that's mentioned in a book, you know, actually helps to tell part of the story, that it's all a puzzle, and there's complexity and richness and depth that I had only, in, you know, kind of gotten on a really superficial level. But I don't know, once I had this class with this one teacher and read that book with my eyes open, it made me want to be a writer. It made me want to, it made me read books differently. I never read a book the same way after Sula. And I should say that Sula has a lot of meaning for people beyond me, you know, just as who I am as a white woman. I mean, this book has a richness that, and it was written for people that aren't me. So I'm only sharing my experience with the book, but it's a fantastic book in many, many, many ways. And one of the best things about Sula and about Toni Morrison's writing to begin with is that she chose to, you know, they asked why did she write her first novel? It's a pretty famous quote. And she said, I wrote what I wanted to read because I wanted to read it. And I think that even that idea resonates with me as a writer, to not wait for something, but to go out and write your place in the world and make a place in the world. So I'm going on and on. All I can say is that it is a rich, deep, complex book. I think Toni Morrison is the greatest living author that we have, and she's a treasure in the world. And I recommend all of her books, but Sula has a special meaning for me in terms of transformation.
I love it. I'm definitely going to pick Sula up for next month, so I'm excited.
Well, how about your book? I've gone on and on.
So good. So my books are a little bit different. I have a couple books that I read in 2011, and I'll set the stage before I talk about the books. And then I have a fiction, and I have a nonfiction that I do enjoy. So the first two books I picked were, I read them in 2011. And at the time, I was actually really looking for something more in my life. I was actually craving some change. I had gone through a period of recovery, and my life was fairly small. So I wanted to expand my horizons. I wanted to make new friends, try new classes, try new things, and stepping outside of my comfort zone. So when I picked these two books up, they kind of inspired me to take some action in my life. So the first book is called Falling for Me, How I Learned French, Hong Kong's Travel to Seville, and Fell in Love by Anna David. And in this book, Anna follows the rules based on sex in a single girl. In his book about self-exploration, she focuses on trying new things that bring her joy. And there's a happily ever after. She does meet the one in the end. But it was definitely a place of trying new things, trying to step outside of your comfort zone. There's certain things that I didn't do at the time that I'm doing now. Like traveling is one of those things. I'm actually going to Seville at the end of May. So there's certain seeds that were planted at the time that are now being done. I didn't learn French, but I studied Italian. So that was something that inspired me to pick it up every so often. So that was a book that definitely inspired me to take some action. The second book is called My Year with Eleanor. It's by Noelle Hancock. And Noelle does follow Eleanor Roosevelt's "Do One Thing That Scares You Every Day" saying. And that year, she climbs Mount Kilimanjaro, she takes trapeze, and she takes this striptease class. And in that book, actually, what inspired me, my journey to take on burlesque. So I ended up going from so totally hating my body to then completely accepting it and then actually getting naked. Well, not naked, but you know what I mean, taking my clothes off in front of an audience. So I ended up doing some things that were inspiring me. I do follow Eleanor Roosevelt's "Do One Thing That Scares You Every Day." I do try to step outside of my comfort zone on a regular basis because of it. So I think that book just inspired me to do and to take it on more seriously than just saying, oh, that's a good idea, and then actually doing it and following through. So in that spirit of inspiring, doing one thing that scares you every day, I ended up reading this fiction book last month, and it's called Moonlight Over Manhattan by Sarah Morgan. And in this book, the main character creates a Harriet challenge. Her name is Harriet. And that month, she decided to do one thing outside of her comfort zone. So she said no to clients. She faced difficult clients. She fell in love. So it's a cute chick lit book that it definitely inspired you to do things outside of your comfort zone. Her journey is from a shy wallflower to stepping out into her power. So I enjoyed the book. It's not that expensive. It was like $6.99 on Amazon. So it's fairly inexpensive book. It's a cute little happily ever after story. And finally, one of my favorite inspiring transformation books is The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. So in that book, Gretchen explores happiness through a series of actions like meditation, gratitude, decluttering. She takes on one action a month and she writes it down and tells you the expectations of it. So I definitely enjoy that book. I like the idea of taking a challenge, taking a theme a month and trying to explore it. So it's something that I'm actually looking forward this year to explore, to take on different themes and have my own happiness project that I probably wouldn't have done if I wasn't inspired by this book. So those are my books to recommend.
I love them. And I read Eleanor, I read the book about Do One Thing a Day That Scares You because of you. And
yeah.
It's great. And I also have the other book, Moonlight Over Manhattan, but I haven't finished it. So those are awesome books.
Yeah, they were fun recommendations to read. They were like definitely fun books to read that inspire you to do some action.
Yeah, and I think like just to kind of cap off all of these books, I think with each of the ones that we've talked about, I think a theme that kind of threads through them is taking risks and defying expectations, defying your own expectations of yourself, like going further than you think you can, and society's expectations.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I see as the overall theme, in case you are asking.
Yes, it's definitely, that's the theme, is taking risks and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Transformation doesn't happen in a vacuum. Transformation happens when you step outside.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Yep. And then next month we will be having some more exciting books for everyone that we're going to be recommending.
Yep. So now we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite transformation books that you have? Come on over to the blog, and which is What to Read Next blog, and tell us about your transformation theme books that you have. So thank you so much for listening for the podcast. We'll be back next month with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. It's the best way for this podcast to get discovered by a new audience, and it's a good way for us to know what you're liking so far. So,
thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.